Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jayo Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jay Krishna Balaram. Jayo Radha Shyama Sundar, Radha Shyama Sundaradhi. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jai 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 Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada Jai. Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are reading from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the chapter number 22, and today we are discussing verse number 28. Shri Shuka Uvacha Iti Adishta Bhagavata Labdha Kama Kumarika Yayantya tat padambojam कृष्ण निर्विवशु व्रजम् श्रीशुक उवाच इति आदिष्टा भगवता लब्धकामा कुमारिका ध्यायन्तस्तत्पदाम्भोजम् कृच्छ्रान्निर्विभिषूर्व्रजम् श्रीशुक उवाच इति आदिष्टा भगवता लब्धकामा कुमारिका ध्यायन्त्यस्तत्पदाम्भोजम् कृच्छ्रान्निर्विभिषूर्व्रजम् श्रीशुक उवाच श्री शुकदेव गोस्वामी सेड इति दस आदिष्टा इंस्ट्रक्टेड भगवता बाय द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड लब्ध हैविंग ओब्टेन्ड कामः their desire, kumarikaha, the young girls, dhyayantyaha, meditating, tat, his, padambhojam, upon the lotus feet, krishrat, with difficulty, nirvibhishuhu, they returned, Vrajam to the cowherd village. Translation. Shukadev Goswami said, thus instructed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the young girls, their desire now fulfilled, could bring themselves only with great difficulty to return to the village of Vraja, meditating all the while upon his lotus feet. Purport, the gopi's desire was fulfilled because Lord Krishna had agreed to act as their husband. A young girl can never spend the night with any man except her husband. Thus, when Krishna agreed to engage the girls in the nocturnal rasa dance during the coming autumn season, in effect, he was agreeing to reciprocate their love for him in the role of a husband. Umagyan timirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya mano bhishtam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati sapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yutaha padakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamsta shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana raghunathan vitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padan sahagana lalita shri vishakhan vitam shya nama om vishnu padaya krishna prishtaya bhutale shrimate bhakti vedanta swaminiti namine namaste saraswati deve gauravani pracharine nirvishesha shunyavadi paschatya deshatarine vancha kalpataru bhyastya kripa sindhu bhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah shri krishna chaitanya prabho nityananda shri advaita gadadhar shri vasadi gaur bhakta vrinda hare krishna 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 hare 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 ram 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 hare 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 Krishna. In the blessings of all the exalted devotees, Srila Prabhupada, disciples, dear Panchagoda Prabhu and Radharaman Maharaj. A small child trying to speak, please give me power to speak properly. My great fortune to be in Vrindavan. Today I have to leave for other preaching areas. Make the blessings that I can take the mercy of Vrindavan Dham. Okay. Now it's okay. Okay. This particular topic is very confidential, not really qualified, but His great Dharmatma Prabhu has ordered me, so I'll try to speak a little bit how the gopis here are surrendering to Krishna, accepting Krishna as their husband. Particularly in this today's verse, Lord Krishna is instructing the gopis that now, just the last 2-3 verses, he is instructing them that now you should go back, your desire is fulfilled. And he thinks the desire of those who fix their mind on me does not lead to material desire for sense gratification. Just as barley corns burned by the sun and then cooked can no longer grow into new sprouts. This is that different types of desires are being explained here. In the same topic of Radha Krishna Leela, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discussed with Ramanandra, he says the difference between kama and prema. The gopis' love is called prema, whereas similar activities in the material world is called as kama. What is the difference? What is the difference between kama and prema? Said that Atmendriya Priti Vancha Tare Bole Kama, Krishnendriya Priti Vancha Tare Bole Prema. When one desires self sense gratification, that is called kama. And when one desires the pleasure of Krishna, that is called prema. So here we see this apparently It may appear to the non-devotee to be a materialistic activity. Krishna is meeting with the gopis here in the Chir Ghat. Or later on we will see in the Sharad Purnima day how Krishna is dancing with the gopis. It appears to be a mundane activity. But if you understand that these gopis are very exalted, it is explained in the Puranas that there are different kind of gopis. When Krishna was dancing with the gopis, there are thousands of gopis. Some of them are Shrutichara gopis. They are actually the Shruti, the Shastras. Some of them are great sages in their previous lives, when Lord Ramchandra's pastimes were associating with Lord Ramchandra. They are not ordinary living beings who are conditioned by material desires. Otherwise, why would Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu take so much interest in the loving affairs of gopis? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as we know, he was so strict. Although he loved all devotees, men and women alike, but he would observe very strict etiquette. Every year, about 200 devotees would come to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Navadvip to Puri, and they would offer obeisances, but the women they would offer from a distance. Mahaprabhu maintained strict etiquette. He was so strict that Chota Haridas, he had a very chota mistake, small mistake, but Lord Chaitanya rejected him. And same Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is absorbing himself in discussing this confidential subject matters. This shows that this subject matter is not material. Shukadeva Goswami is himself a Paramahamsa. He was, as we know the story, he was in the womb of his mother and did not want to come out. He was thinking that this material world is a place of suffering. Inside the womb is also suffering. At least inside the womb I can remember that this is suffering. But outside, I may get conditioned. I may get attracted. So Shukadeva Goswami did not want to come out of the womb. But when he came out, it was to hear these pastimes of Krishna. So in the Gita, Krishna says, Janma karma cha me divyam evam yobeti tatvata. Tyaktva deham punar janma neti mameti swarjan. That Krishna's leelas are transcendental. Whether it is simple leela of Krishna is stealing butter or whether Krishna is dancing with the gopis on the Sharad Purnima night, or here he is stealing the garments of the devotee of the gopis, or he is killing some asuras. It is transcendental. A devotee absorbs himself in hearing all kinds of pastimes of Krishna. It's a very good practice. Many temples, they do that now. From now, we have about 2 weeks to Janmashtami. This Janmashtami is on 19th, today is 5th, exactly 2 weeks left. So it's a good practice to read the entire Krishna book as a preparation for Janmashtami. Sometimes Prabhupada explains that there are some people who say that I like to hear the pastimes of Krishna with the gopis, but I do not like this Kurukshetra pastime, where Krishna is acting as the chariot driver. But we can understand from the words of the acharyas that all of Krishna's activities are transcendental. Those who simply concentrate on the loving affairs of the gopis and Hare Krishna, a devotee can play any role, whether president or a devotee can do any service. So, I was explaining how all the activities of Krishna are transcendental. Some sahajiyas, they concentrate on this kind of affairs, loving affairs of the gopis, and they make that as the primary subject matter. But our acharyas explain that we go to Srimad Bhagavatam sequentially, from the first canto of Bhagavatam, understanding janmadiyasya yataha, that who is Krishna? Who is this son of Maharaj Nanda? A very beautiful verse in the conversation of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, one great devotee, I think, in Prayag, Raghupati Upadhyay, I think. He says that some people worship the Shruti, some worship Mahabharata, but I worship Nanda Maharaj, in whose courtyard the Supreme Brahman is crawling like a baby. So this pastime of Krishna is crawling like a baby is as important as Krishna dancing with the gopis, as Krishna is becoming the chariot driver of Arjuna. So one should see all of Krishna's pastimes in connection with the position of Krishna. That is why Srila Prabhupada has given us first Bhagavad Gita, then Srimad Bhagavatam, and then other literatures. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna clarifies, Avajananti mam mudha manushim tanumashitam param bhavam ajananto mama bhutameshwar. The mudha or the foolish, they do not know my supreme dominion. Who is Krishna? First we understand who is Krishna. See the sequence, Bhagavad Gita explains who is Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam explains what are the activities of Krishna. And Chaitanya Charitamrita explains what are the confidential pastimes of Krishna, the thinking of Krishna. It's one thing to know about a person, who is this person? See, that is not very difficult. Who is the Prime Minister Modi? He is the Prime Minister of India. But the next level of confidentiality is what are his activities? If you want to know more about his activities, then you have to get some news and also know from some people who is more confidential to him. And third level is to understand the mind of the person. If you want to know what is the mind of the Prime Minister, what is planning, you have to go to somebody who is very, very intimate. So sequentially, if we approach, the Bhagavad Gita is giving us knowledge about the Krishna's personality, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Krishna says, Ajopi San Avyayatma, the Tattva of Krishna. Then in the Bhagavatam, here we find the activities of Krishna. And then in the stage of Chaitanya Charitamrita, we come to know the deep, confidential thinking of Krishna. Krishna is thinking, what is the gopi's love? Krishna, when he wants to taste the nectar of Srimati Radharani's love, he assumes the mood and the complexion of Srimati Radharani. So here Krishna is, in the conclusion of this pastime, after Krishna has fulfilled the desire of the gopis to have Krishna as a husband, Krishna is instructing them in the last, just the verse before this, last two verses, he is saying that those who fix their mind on me, they do not lead to sense gratification. It's a very primary verse of Bhagavad Gita, man mana bhavata, to fix the mind on Krishna. The same thing is explained today's verse, dhyayan stat padam bojam. Dhyayan means to meditate, padam bojam. Pada means a feet, and ambuja means lotus, that which is born in the water. So, the gopis are with great difficulty, they are agreed to go back, but they are meditating on Krishna's lotus feet. So, meditation on the lotus feet of Krishna, dhyayan, pada sevanam. They explained in the Bhagavatam, samashitaya padaplavam mahat padam punya yasho morari. Bhavam Budhir Vatsa Padam 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 Yadi Padam Yadish. That one who takes shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, or one who meditates on the lotus feet of Krishna, for him the entire material existence is like a ocean. The different waves are the 84 lakh species of life. The living entity is being tossed around helplessly. There is no hope. But for one who takes shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, the entire ocean becomes compressed, small to the size of the water contained in the hoof print of a calf. Just insignificant. How much water can you have? Hardly, maybe few ml, maybe 100 ml, 200 ml. So our conditioning may be very strong, like an ocean. It is very, very difficult to overcome by our attempts. But Krishna gives us assurance. Devi esha gunamai mama maya duratyaya mame vaya prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. That this divine energy of mine, consisting of the three modes of nature. It's very difficult. Duratyaya. The word Duratyaya means practically, Prabhupada translates, insurmountable. Very difficult to overcome. But when one surrenders to Krishna, it becomes very easy. Yes. It becomes just like crossing over a small puddle of water. So this taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet is the essence of bhakti. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, in the Shikshashtakam, he explains in the 5th verse, Ainanda tanuja kinkaram patitam maam vishame bhavam budho kripaya tava pada pankaja sitadhuli sadrisham vichindyaya. Ainanda tanuja. Krishna likes to be called by the names connected with his devotees. Just like in our song we sing, the special prerogative of being in Vrindavan Dham, we sing Vibhavari Shesha. See, most of the names are connected to Krishna's devotees and Krishna's pastime. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains in Harinam Chintamani, there are two kinds of names of Krishna. There are primary names and there are secondary names. Our dear Sarvasakshi Prabhu has translated this Harinam Chintamani so beautifully, which I use for my reference. So in that it is explained that the primary names of Krishna are those connected with his devotees. And secondary names are those which are concerning his absolute majesty, like Paramatma, Param Brahma, Jagadish. These are names which can bring one to certain level, till certain liberation. But the primary names of Krishna are the ones which can give love for Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is addressing Krishna as Nanda Tanuja. Nanda Tanuja means he is the son of Maharaj Nanda. Nanda Nandan, Yashoda Nandan, Gopijan Vallabh, Radhika Raman. These names of Krishna are very sweet and very pleasing for Krishna to hear. Just like everyone identifies himself with the persons whom he is very close to. So Lord Krishna identifies himself as Gopijan Vallabha. He is very dear to the gopis. In fact, it is explained that Ramya Kvachid Upasana Prajabadu Vargena Yukalpita. The highest form of worship is that which is exhibited by the gopis of Krishna. It is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, one of the purports. Lord Shiva is explaining that he performed austerities for thousands of years but could not understand the glories of the dust of the lotus feet of the gopis of Vrindavan. In fact, all our acharyas, at least most of our acharyas, they are in that mood. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they are manjaris in the spiritual world. Sometimes devotees ask this question that what does it mean to follow in the footsteps of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, Vrajavasis. So our acharyas, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they are eternal residents of Vrindavan. So by following the teachings of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, as given by Srila Prabhupada, automatically we are following the footsteps of the Vrajavasis. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is exhibiting the mood of love in separation, the mood of the gopis when Krishna is leaving Vrindavan. So these primary names of Krishna, they can give one the highest realization. So Lord Chaitanya was explaining, Ai Nanda Tanuja Kinkaram Patitam Maam Vishame Bhavam Budham. O my dear son of Maharaj Nanda, I am drowning in this ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up and place me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. A devotee does not desire a very high position. A devotee just wants to become a speck of dust at the lotus feet of the Lord. Or even higher, the Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, during his last days, he spoke a very beautiful point. He said, our only aspiration is to become particles of dust at the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunath. Next week is Srila Rupa Goswami's disappearance day, the 9th of August. Generally, I have the great fortune of being, I always try to come during that time, but because of some yatra, I have to leave today. But our, like Prabhupada explains, that we are all Rupanugas. Rupa Goswami is the principal acharya for all Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yanam Bhutal. Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadanti. Chaitanya Mano Abhishtam. The word Abhishta means the aspiration, the desire. That which is the desire of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is established by Srila Rupa Goswami. Because he could understand the heart of the Lord. Just like when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the singing a verse in the Rathyatra, which appeared to be very mundane verse, Ya Kaumar Evasa, that Sanskrit verse. So nobody could understand. What is this? It looks like a romantic song. How is Lord Chaitanya, the Nyasi Shiromani, one of the names of Lord Chaitanya, is the best of the sannyasis. And how is he singing a romantic song in the Rathyatra? Then Rupa Goswami explained the meaning of that verse. I am the same Sri Radha and you are the same Krishna. And I would like to meet in Vrindavan near the bank of the Jamuna. So Rupa Goswami could understand the heart of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only one who is very confidential associate can understand the heart. Just like Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada explains that who can explain Bhagavad Gita is one who is a confidential associate of the Lord. Otherwise there are so many Bhagavad Gitas. When Prabhupada went to America, so many Bhagavad Gitas were there. And someone asked Srila Prabhupada for a recommendation which Bhagavad Gita can be read. And Srila Prabhupada said he could not recommend any edition because there was no edition which was translated by a devotee. A devotee can understand the heart of the Lord to the degree of his surrender. Like Lord Krishna says to Arjuna, I am giving this knowledge to you because bhakto se mi sakha cheti. You are my friend and you are my devotee. You are non-envious. So Srila Rupa Goswami, he could understand the heart of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya Prabhu was so happy to read that explanation. He was asking, how could Rupa Goswami understand? Then Sarup Damodar Goswami said, Tumhi kripa koriyachi. You bestowed your mercy. So kripa is very important. All our endeavors, our chanting, our sadhana, our service, are simply meant to invoke that mercy of Sri Guru Tattva. Srimati Radharani's mercy comes through Sri Gurudev. The Prabhupada explained that the spiritual master, the confidential associate of Srimati Radharani. So, one who receives the mercy of Srimati Radharani through the spiritual master, he can understand what is the Krishna Tattva, the Leela Tattva. So, Rupa Goswami could understand. Lord Chaitanya Prabhu appreciated Rupa Goswami so much. Once Rupa Goswami was writing something and Lord Chaitanya came and saw the palm leaves, and he was so pleased, said, this is not handwriting, this is simply a string of pearls. So beautiful. Some of you may have seen the handwriting, the original manuscripts of Rupa Goswami's Vrindavan Research Institute. It's a beautiful calligraphy, a very beautiful handwriting. So Rupa Goswami, first he met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Ramkeli. It's interesting that Rupa and Sanatan both were at that time ministers of Nawab Hussain Shah. They did not want this post. Actually, they rejected. In today's world, everybody would like to become, if given a choice, everybody would like to become a minister, a prime minister. People struggle hard in politics to climb the ladder. But Rupa and Sanatan rejected. And then Nawab threatened, if you do not take this post, I will torture the Hindus. So as a service to the Lord, they accepted this position. And they were praying. A beautiful temple in Ramkeli. Some of you may have been there in Ramkeli. There's a temple where Rupa and Sanatan there and Madan Mohan deities. And they were performing pujas to get rid of this ministership. People do pujas to become ministers. But Rupa and Sanatan, they did not want this. So when Lord Chaitanya came to Ramkeli, he was surrounded by thousands of people. And the Nawab was upset. Nawab Hussain Shah was doubtful. He asked his secretary, Keshav Khan, who is this Shri Krishna Chaitanya? Keshav Khan, although employee of Nawab Hussain Shah, was at heart a Vaishnava. He did not want the Nawab to disturb Lord Chaitanya's activities. So he spoke in a way which was not as per the position of the Lord. He said, with this Shri Krishna Chaitanya is an ordinary sannyasi. There are few people following him and there is no need of worry. The Nawab became outraged. He said, what nonsense. You are calling Shri Krishna Chaitanya ordinary sannyasi. In my kingdom, I have many servants. But if I do not pay them, who will come to serve? But this sannyasi is not paying anything to anyone. And thousands of people are following him. My order is followed in Bengal. His orders are followed in all the universe. In my opinion, that person whom the Quran calls Allah, or the Hindus call Ishwara or Krishna, that person is Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And I hereby give orders. Nobody should interfere with the activities of Lord Chaitanya. Anybody who does so, I will kill him. So, Nawab was somewhat favorable. But then Rupa and Sanatan, they were still cautious. They came to meet Lord Chaitanya in the middle of the night. And they offered beautiful prayers. They bowed down with a straw between their teeth and prayed, my Lord, please, you are Patita Pavan. You are deliverer of the most fallen. There is nobody more fallen than us. We have heard that in Navadip Leela you delivered the two dacoits, Jagai and Madhai. But we too are millions of times more sinful than Jagai and Madhai. At least Jagai and Madhai, they were staying in the holy place of Navadip. They never served low-class lechers as we did. For us to get your mercy is like for a dwarf to touch the moon. My Lord, we are helpless. Please accept us. One more piece of information, Rupa Goswami said, I would like to share. If you do not accept us, if you do not show us mercy, it is very difficult for you to find more fit candidates. You are Patita Pavan, we are Patita. This mood of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami is the most important aspect of a devotee's qualification, humility. Humility is the gateway to all spiritual progress. When one becomes humble, he automatically receives mercy. Lord Chaitanya sometimes would say, Sanatana, please control your humility. My heart breaks to see your humility. Murari Gupta also, once he was offering obeisance in Puri from a long distance, then Lord Chaitanya called him, said, please control your humility. And then Lord Chaitanya told that from today your name will be Rupa and Sanatana. And then he told them to go back to their duties. Sanatana Goswami told the Lord, please don't go to Vrindavan now. It is not proper to go with thousands of people. Better you go alone or with one person. So Lord Chaitanya came back. Now the second meeting of Rupa Goswami was in Prayag. This time Rupa Goswami resigned from his job. He had bought loads of money, gold coins. One gold coin would cost probably lakhs of rupees. And he had a whole boat filled. And he was willing to distribute it. 50% to the Brahmanas, Vaishnavas, 25% for his family members, 25% for personal emergency. Without any attachment, Yaktva Turnam Ashesha Mandalapati, Shrenim Sadatuchavar. Just something insignificant, like Bharat Maharaj, he also gave up his kingdom without any attachment. Like Raghunath Das Goswami, he was practically, in today's language, a multimillionaire. He had so much of land, property. His father, he was the only son, he would get all the property. But he gave it up. So our acharyas, they are personification of Vairagya. The Lord Chaitanya has come to teach us Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. Not bhakti with sense gratification, but bhakti with Vairagya. Vairagya. Renunciation of those things which are not favorable to Krishna consciousness. So Rupa Goswami, he was waiting, and when he came to know that Lord Chaitanya was in Prayag, he immediately went to Prayag. And this was a very momentous occasion, because this is the first time Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving detailed instructions, which is the foundation of our Krishna consciousness movement. The teachings of Lord Chaitanya to Rupa Goswami and to Sanatana Goswami. First 10 days in Prayag to Rupa Goswami, and 2 months to Sanatana Goswami in Varanasi. Both on the bank of Ganga. Prayag, Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati. When Rupa Goswami came, this time he was with his other brother, Anupam. Anupam is the younger brother of Rupa and Sanatana, who also was known as Sri Vallabha. Sanatana Goswami, actually, he also wanted to give up his ministership. But the Nawab did not like the idea. He arrested Sanatana Goswami, put him in jail. So Rupa Goswami came with Anupam, and this was on the bank of Ganga, Yamuna, and Lord Chaitanya was surrounded by thousands of people. They said that many times there are floods, but this flood was a flood of devotees. Thousands of devotees were surrounding Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu near Bindu Madhav temple in Prayag, as they were all chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And there are two beautiful verses which I'd like to share today, which Rupa Goswami composed when he met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Prayag. The first one is very common. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gaurdushe. Namo Mahavadanyaya. The word Vadanyaya, Prabhupada translates as munificent, charitably disposed. Somebody who likes to give away things, like Vasudev Datta. Vasudev Thakur was so magnanimous, they would not keep a penny for himself for the next day. Whatever he would earn, he would distribute. But Lord Chaitanya did not approve of this. He told Vasudev, told Shivananda Sen, you please become the treasurer and tell him he should keep some savings, because he is in the Grihastha ashram, so he should keep some money. So Vasudev Thakur is one example of munificent. Shibi Maharaj, munificent. So Lord Chaitanya is Mahavadanyaya. Why? Because he is distributing the most important gift, Krishna Prem, for no price, simply the willingness to accept it. Like once Sri Prabhupada was asked what we can do for him. Prabhupada gave different answers, but once he said, just accept what I have given and distribute to others. What Prabhupada has given us, the gift of Lord Chaitanya's mercy, is invaluable. This cannot be compared to the greatest wealth of the world. So the devotees are also called Bhurida. Bhurida means magnanimous. So here, Lord Chaitanya is called Mahavadanyaya Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya. He is Krishna, but in the complexion, Gauratvishe Namah. And Prabhupada translates this, one who has assumed the golden color of Srimati Radharani. Radha Bhavadyuti Sumali. And the next one, which is not so commonly quoted, is also important. Yo agyana mattam bhuvanam dayalur ulagayan api akarot pramattam swaprema sampa sudhabhitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya amum prapadde. Prapadde means I surrender. I surrender to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has agyana mattam bhuvanam. This whole world is agyana mattam, mad because of ignorance. Mattam means mad. Agyana mattam. The so-called jnana is agyana, nishains, you know. So, Lord Chaitanya has come to convert all the three worlds which is maddened by ignorance and save them from their diseased condition by making them mad with the nectar of the treasure house of love of God. So the word mad is coming 2 times here. Lord Chaitanya has come to remove the madness of ignorance and give the madness of Krishna Prem. Like once I remember many years back, we had some devotees yatra on to Udupi, very holy place. Some Srila Prabhupada's senior disciples like Srila Jayadvait Maharaj, Srila Radhanath Maharaj, Srila Jananivas Prabhu, Srila Pankajangiri Prabhu, we had yatra. And Jayadvait Maharaj, the senior most, he began the talk. He began the talk by saying that once Srila Prabhupada spoke to the devotee, he said, you are making all the rules, that is very good, but do not forget that the aim of life is to be mad for Krishna. Mad means no other thought except serving Krishna. So he was explaining Prabhupada's mode. And Srila Radhanath Maharaj's very intimate relationship with Jayadvait Maharaj. So he took the mic and said to Jayadvait Maharaj, you are a bona fide madman. That means you have achieved what the goal of life is. Jayadvait Maharaj is very expert in debating. He has never lost a match. So he replied to Radhanath Maharaj, defeating him. He said, only one madman can recognize another madman. So our aim in Krishna consciousness is to become mad for Krishna. Everybody is mad for something or the other. Most people are mad for dhanam janam sundarim. And we are mad for na dhanam na janam na sundarim. We are mad for Krishna prayer. You should aspire, pray to Krishna. Please make me laulyam, give me that greed. The next line he says, by making them mad with the nectar from the treasure house of love of God. Swaprema sampatta. The word sampatta means treasure. Swaprema. Lord Chaitanya's love. Lord Chaitanya is one of the songs of Sarvam Bhattacharya explains. He's sweetly singing his own names. Because Jai Gaura, Sai Krishna, Sai Jagannath. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy to hear this. At Prayag, thousands of people were chanting. It is said that Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati, there were so much floods, but there was never as much flood as Lord Chaitanya's causing the flood of the waves of ecstatic love of Krishna. And so Rupa and Anupam, they met Lord Chaitanya in a secret place in the house of one Brahmana. He happened to be from South India, a Deccan Brahmana. And Rupa Goswami and Anupam, they also offered obeisances. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Rupa, I'm very happy, please get up. Krishnera karuna kichu na jaye varnan. Lord Chaitanya said, it is not possible to describe the mercy of Krishna because Krishna has delivered you from this visha, the poison of material sense gratification. It's a very contrast. In the material world, people think sense gratification to be amrita, but Lord Chaitanya is describing it as poison. Karma kanda, jnana kanda, kevala vishera bhanda. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, what was the news about Sanatan? Rupa Goswami replied, I have very sad news. Sanatan has been arrested by Nawab Hussain Shah, and if you can save him, then only by your mercy can be saved. Lord Chaitanya smiled. Already he has been out of the jail. Very surprising. Lord Chaitanya is asking, how is Sanatana Goswami? And then he is replying, he is already saved himself. Because he is a Paramatma. He is asking Rupa Goswami, how is Sanatana? And Rupa Goswami replies, Sanatana is in jail. And Lord Chaitanya replied, Sanatana Mochan Haila. He is already liberated. And he will very soon meet with me. One Brahmana told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come for prasad. And Rupa Goswami also joined there. And after some time, Lord Chaitanya went to the home of one Brahmana, a great devotee named Vallabhacharya. Vallabhacharya is, many people also refer to him here as Mahaprabhu. And if you go to some holy places, they say Mahaprabhu Baitak. Sometimes it's Vallabhacharya also, who is one of the leading acharyas of the Pushti Sampradaya, one of the four Sampradayas. So Vallabhacharya invited Lord Chaitanya to the other side of the Yamuna called Adayalagram. Our dear Radharaman Maharaj knows very well. Many times he has arranged Kumbh Mela in Prayag, so he may be knowing all these areas. Adayalagram, the other side of the river. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he met Vallabha Bhattacharya and they were discussing Krishna Katha for a long time. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was discussing Krishna Katha, suddenly he became very ecstatic. But he controlled his emotions. Because he did not want to show it before Vallabha Bhatta. Vallabhabhatta was surprised still. And Lord introduced, this is Rupa, this is Anupam, Sri Vallabha. And they were so humble. They were offering pranam from a distance, putting a straw between the teeth. And Vallabhabhatta went to meet them. He said, no, please do not touch us. I am untouchable. I am sinful. And Vallabhacharya was surprised to see this humility. Generally, scholarship and humility are. Many times when we become scholarly, we tend to lose humility. You know, pride often comes with scholarship in the mundane world. But devotees like Rupa and Sanatan, they are the epitome of combination of vidvata, namrata and vairagya. Humility, renunciation and simultaneous scholarship also. The writings of Rupa and Sanatan, they are on the highest level of spiritual knowledge. Yet they think themselves to be lower than a blade of grass. Jiva Goswami also, the greatest philosopher, but he's so humble that when Rupa Goswami chastised him, it was not his fault, but he was being tested. Jiva Goswami did not complain, he accepted. So this, like our dear Srila Prabhupada, he wrote unparalleled writings in English, but he would always consider himself to be very, very insignificant. Very, very, that I'm simply repeating the words of my spiritual master. So humility is the most important quality which we find in Rupa and Sanatan. So when they said, please don't touch, and Lord Chaitanya wanted to test. He told Vallabha, don't go there, he's from a low caste. You are from a high class. You are aristocratic brahmana and you are doing so many yajñas. Prabhupada comments that generally Brahmins become proud because of their scholarship. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to show what is real humility. But Vallabha Bhattacharya, he's heard that these two devotees, they are constantly chanting Krishna's holy name. How can they be fallen? Duhar mukhe Krishna naam koriyache nartan. The word nartan means dancing. The Prabhupada says when you are chanting Hare Krishna, Radha and Krishna are dancing on that time. So these two devotees, they are chanting Krishna's name. Ehi to adham nahi hai, ehi sarvottam hai. You are saying they are adham. They are not adham. They are the most exalted. So Prabhupada explains that. Sometimes so-called brahmanas, they don't recognize our European and American devotees. They object. They don't allow devotees to come to the temple. But from here we can understand Vallabhacharya is a great authority on brahmanism. And he explains that one who can chant the holy name Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, is the most exalted. Aho bato shva pachato gariyan yachi vagra vartate nama tubhyam. Lord Chaitanya, Supreme Lord, he does not have to quote, but he is also following the scriptures. He is quoting from Bhagavatam, the third canto, Lord Kapila's teaching. That one who is chanting the holy name, he is greater than an initiated Brahman. Even if he is born in the Shopacha family, a family where dog eaters family. But such a person, if he is chanting the holy name, he is glorious and he is understood to have done all the tapasyas. Like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the story of Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur. Advaita Acharya had a Shraddha ceremony. And many brahmanas were invited. And generally in the etiquette, the most senior, the most exalted is served prasad first. So he chose Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was feeling embarrassed. Why? I am not qualified. I am lower than Varnashram. Advaita Acharya said, Tumi bhojan kari koti brahman sam bhojan hai. Feeding you is equal to feeding 10 million brahman. Chane chane kare tumi nityatis. Every moment you are taking bath in all holy places. Every moment you are reciting all the Vedic literatures. Such is the glory of the holy name. If we can even understand a speck, a drop of the glories of the holy name, our life will become successful. The holy name is unlimitedly glorious. Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes in the same book, Harinam Chintamani, that Nam and Nami, the holy name of Krishna, is more merciful than Krishna, although he is non-different. The deity of Krishna is merciful, but more merciful than the deity is the holy name. Because the holy name is easily accessible. Diksha Purashanadi Nakare Vichar. Even if one is not initiated, still you can chant the holy name. That is the power of the holy name. Just by that appearance of the holy name, one becomes purified from within and without. So Lord Vallabhacharya, he is quoting these two verses, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very pleased. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he added one more verse. Shuchi Sad Bhakti Deepta Agni. This is from Hari Bhakti Vilas. That a person who has the pure characteristics of a Brahmana due to bhakti, his bhakti is like a blazing fire. A blazing fire will turn everything to ashes. So similarly, one who is chanting the holy name, all his past sinful reactions are destroyed. Even though he may be born in a very low family, he is worshipped by learned scholars. But if he is not chanting the holy name, even if he is a Brahmana, he is not recognized. That famous verse is there. Bhagavad Bhakti hi nasya jati jati shastram japastapa apranasya dehasya mandanam lokanyam. On the other hand, somebody decorated with all good qualities of Brahmana, knowledge of the Shastra, tapasya, but if he is not a devotee, then it's like decorating a dead body. So, just conclude in 2 minutes. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in this way he glorified Rupa Goswami, that because he is chanting the holy name. Rupa Goswami then approached the Lord, and we will hear in the coming few classes how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him spiritual knowledge. Just in the conclusion, I would like to just end with a small discussion which took place at the same time between Rupa Goswami, between Raghupati Upadhyay. Lord Chaitanya asked Raghupati, which is the best of the holy places? Puri Madhe Kona, there are Sapta Puri. And Rupa Goswami, Raghupati Upadhyay replied, Puri Madhe Puri Vara, Madhupuri, Mathura Puri. And then Lord Chaitanya asked, which is the best age, Balya, Pauvand or Kishora? And Raghupati replied, Kishora, Kishora, fresh youth. And then Lord Chaitanya asked, among all the rasas, which is the highest? And Raghupati replied, the Shringar Ras is the highest. And then Lord Chaitanya, he concluded in verse, Shyamam evam param rupa, the best roop is Shamsundara, the Shamsundara. Puri Madhe Madhupura, the best place is Mathura Mandal, Raja Mandal. And Vaya Kishorakam, the age is Kishora. And the highest ras is Shringara Ras. So we are so fortunate to reside in the best of the holy places, Puri, Madhupuri, and see the darshan of Shyam Sundar, the most exalted form, the Lord, and chant the most exalted mantra, the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You see, the blessings of all the devotees come back sometime back to the land of Radharani, the Radha Shrimi Maharaj. Maharaj, would you like to?
Yes, we were discussing how the gopis were praying to Katyayani to get Krishna, and Krishna to fulfill their desire to go home. So they loved that they went home. And he said, don't worry, we'll fulfill your desires. You pray for me, you have on your husband, so you have to participate in the Rasa dance. How do you want to take the nature of the people when you're discussing Bhagavatam? Were you discussing Bhagavatam? About the gopis' feelings of Krishna and, see, people are looking for Rasa, so many times people go and read so many books and so many, but everything is here in Srimad Bhagavatam very nicely.
Yes, everything is there in Prabhupada's books.
You didn't really touch upon the verse itself, the Bhagavatam verse.
Just connect. The gopis. Anything else? Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai.